Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore Podcast. This is show number 18. The title of today's show is Singular This. To recap, a while back I told you about a dream that I had in which I'm switching from Verizon Wireless to Singular. And as I leave the Singular store with my new service, new phone, I look up into the sky. And lo and behold, I see satellites falling from the darkness. It's always nighttime in these dreams. And of course, there are the Singular satellites, which I think speaks for itself. I've had this dream, over and over and over, many times, and obviously, it illustrates my fear about leaving Verizon Wireless. I'm extremely brand loyal, and I've had Verizon Wireless, well, since before it was Verizon Wireless, back when it was AirTouch, and actually before then, I can't remember what it was before AirTouch, but I've been a loyal customer, and because of the new menu implementation of Verizon Wireless into all of its new phones, so that the customers really virtually have no customizability on to the phone. You can't do anything with it. And this just drives me insane, because if you buy a $400 phone, you don't want it to look like a $50 phone. And when they put this menu on, all the phones look the same. So because of that, and because I don't like the Big Brother attitude about them, and the fact that they've gotten greedier and greedier and greedier, and that they have restricted their customers with regards to the Bluetooth access, data services access, all kinds of things that probably is beyond the scope of this show, I decided back in December, really January, I guess, December, like it matters, huh? December of 2005 to switch to Singular or T-Mobile. Now, the next step, of course, was to do which phone was I going to switch to. Well, for the last year, virtually nine months, I've been waiting for this Motorola V3i series phones to come out. The V3i is, of course, the one equipped with iTunes. And I'm very brand loyal to Motorola. And of course, Singular doesn't mess with the menus. They leave what they call the factory default menus in the phone. Okay. So anyway, I've had this dream. I've been putting it off. The V3i came out last weekend, a couple weeks ago. So I go into the store, and I just decided to do it. Okay, I'm going to talk to all my friends, ad nauseam, even strangers, about my reluctance to switch from Verizon, from CDMA to GSM. And also, and I've done a lot of research on the matter. And of course, the biggest fear is that I will not have the same quality of cell service, connectability. Connectability, is that a real word? No. I don't want drop calls, loss of calls, not being able to get, cell service in certain areas of California. And of course, Verizon is reputed to be the best in Southern California, even though it is a New York-based company. So there you have it. So what I want to tell you about now is my experience when we went into the Singular store. Went in around 6:15 and met the manager there, and told her my entire story, like I just told you, which I've told 1,000 times before, and will tell 1,000 times in the future. And she listened patiently, and the V3i was there, and she said she had three of them, and that she, the store hadn't sold any yet because it just came out, the day before. So, she gets the phone. I'm ready to do it, and I'm, talking about how nervous I am, and she's very patient. And I had my Verizon phone with me. It was turned on, She starts to configure the phone, and of course the first thing, since I want to take my current cell phone number, I didn't want to get a new cell phone number. The first problem we encountered was that Verizon wouldn't release the number. And she stood there, she worked on her computer, it took about 30 minutes, and we found out later why this was, but at the time, so I couldn't switch the numbers over, which got me a little nervous. And then it turns out that the phones were so new, they had not been checked into the store. And as a result, when she entered the codes to activate the SIM card to go into the phone, it set off some kind of security problem. So it locked up all of my account on both sides for Verizon and the new one on Singular. So at this point, my worst dream is coming true, right? Not only do I not have the new service, I now have lost the old service as well. So for about an hour there, it was pretty bad. I'm sitting there going, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? And again, I'm thinking about this dream, and I'm thinking, I just knew it. Because everybody kept saying to me, you know, Mark, lighten up, it's going to be okay, there's life beyond Verizon Wireless, which of course I doubt, but anyway, so she had to call her tech support, and the tech support had to call tech support. So they finally got the number released so that I could make calls on the phone, but I wouldn't be able to receive calls on the phone. They would still be going to my old phone. So I made a call from the phone. Now we're around 7 o'clock now, 7:15. And it shows my number. That is to say, it shows the phone number and my name. And I really don't like to display that unless I choose to on my cell phone account. So I said, well, let's turn that off. I want it to be restricted calls. This took another 40 minutes because she manipulated my account from the computer, but it didn't work. And again, she had to call tech support, who had to call tech support, who had to call tech support. And that took a total of about 45 minutes. Now, at this point, I'm thinking, if they can't get this to work, this feature of the app, the phone service to work, then I'll switch back to Verizon. But I was patient. And again, the manager of the store is just the best customer service I've ever had. You know, she was embarrassed. And at this point, she's telling customers, just a moment, just a moment, just a moment. And there's lining up all over the place. And fortunately, she had an assistant there who was taking on the other customers. So now at around 7:45, maybe 8 o'clock, we get that feature of the phone to work, it turns out. Next thing, of course, is, and I'm thinking I'm almost done, right? I mean, how much worse could it get? Except, of course, you know, we had problems. I had a problem. There was an issue getting the battery into the phone or the SIM card. I wanted to upgrade to a newer memory card. Anyway, so that took a little issue. Now, and then she still hadn't configured my cell phone service, the plan I wanted. And we had to do that. And then it was something because of my UCLA affiliation. She wanted to make sure I got a discount, which took a little longer than we thought. And then around 8:15... we said, okay. I said, oh, she said, I can take the information from your old phone, all your contacts and so forth, and put them on the new phone. So I gave her the phone. We went to the back of the store, and as you might think, that didn't work. And it kept freezing up the phones. And it looked as though she may have lost the information from one phone before it went to the other phone. So we tried different cables. And so now we're at 15 minutes till 9. So remind you, I got there at 6:15. It's 15 to 9, and I'm still don't have my phone working with the contacts. At this point, I'm thinking, because I thought I'd just re-enter the contacts. I got about, you know, maybe 100 contacts in my phone list, maybe 90, and each one has approximately, maybe from around three contact numbers. So it's not, you know, one or two contacts. And there you have it. So at around 9:15, we walked out of the store. I walked out of the store with my new phone and a shaky, sweaty, and hungry, tired, and thinking. And she still says you have to keep both phones because you can only make calls on the you can make calls on the Singular, but not on the you'll receive your calls on Verizon. And she said it'll only take it about an hour for it to switch over. Well, we actually made that switch around 7:30, so it's already 9 o'clock. She called my phone, and it's still going to Verizon. So I'm already thinking, well, it's 9 o'clock, 9:15. I'm hungry. Let's just go. All right. I get home, and it's been an exhausting, painful. I'm lightening the story up because I want to, for brevity's sake. But believe me when I tell you, it was not a pleasant experience. And to add something to that, when I got up the next morning, the phone still didn't work. And so I had to call customer support again. And they didn't know what was going on, so finally they got it to work 3 hours later. And of course there were problems with the contact list because, and I'll keep this short, at one point I had 3 copies of each contact on my phone, and I had no way to get rid of them. I had to reset the phone twice. So, there you have it. So what have we learned from all this, boys and girls? Well, I learned that sometimes dreams do come true, and that can be either good or bad. Did the singular satellite fall out of the sky? No. Was it an easy, smooth, simple transition to singular? Absolutely not. Could it have been worse? Absolutely. I think I was very blessed to get the customer service rep or the manager of the store that I did. Since I've had the new phone, is it better than Verizon? I would say no in terms of cell phone coverage. I've had a couple of dropped calls and some static that I did not have with Verizon. On the other hand, I do have cell phone service in areas that I didn't have with Verizon. Is the Motorola version of the phone better than the is the GSM version of the phone better than the CDMA? Absolutely not. In fact, it lost some features. It doesn't have the same verbal phone book that the CDMA or Verizon Wireless phone has. However, does it have the customizability that I wanted? Yes, it does. And is it more convenient and a better phone overall? Absolutely. And it also places me in a better position for when I'm ready to upgrade to a new phone. With the new the Crazer that's coming out in about 3 or 4 months. So it's really half dozen of one, 6 of one and half dozen of the other. Overall, I'd say the phones are comparable, although I definitely feel very fortunate to be in the singular side of things now. But sometimes dreams do come true, and the moral of the story for me is, even though sometimes you just have to face your fears. People will say things are not going to be bad or as bad as you think they could be, and sometimes they will be. But that is still no excuse not to try, not to punch through the fear and move forward. Because once you've gone through it, it really, for most of us, I think it will have been worth the experience. If I knew now what I'd known when I walked into that singular store, would I have still made the switch? Absolutely. One more thing, singular, the customer service it's been absolutely outstanding. I got one bad customer service rep, but overall they have been, English speakers, and I mean English is a first language, which I love. They have been patient, courteous, and generally, more informed about what they're doing than the Verizon Wireless customer service. So there you have it, boys and girls. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. My name is Mark Taylor. This is the Candleshore Podcast. To learn more about all things Candleshore, you can go to www.candleshore.com. You can certainly, I invite you to take a look at the blog at www.candleshoreblog.com. You can subscribe to this podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/candleshore. And of course, I'd love to hear from you at musicman@candleshore.com. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here next week. Take care. Bye-bye.